Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
8:53, good morning. It's a Bill and Jessica show.
Good morning. Mostly cloudy this morning, then turning partly sunny in the afternoon. Showers mainly in the morning. Breezy, highs in the mid to upper 60s.
Rob from Harvard Business Services in studio. Good morning.
Hello. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a good morning so far, so no complaints here.
Yeah. How you been, man?
Pretty good, you know.
Good.
Can't complain. Everything is good. God is good, and still healthy, so
good.
Yeah.
Knock somewhere on wood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, welcome back. We appreciate it. Harvard Business Services, for people who don't know exactly what you guys do, can you kind of give us a rundown and tell us about what you do at Harvard?
Yeah. So Harvard Business Service is actually, I know because of the name, but we are actually in Lewis, Delaware. And just for you guys that don't know, is I'll give you the address so you can get an idea. So it's 16192 Coastal Highway in Lewis, Delaware, and that's 10958 for the civic code, just in case. And yeah, we form corporations, LLCs, you name it. Harvard been there since, 1981, so it's been around since way before I was born. So
The year you were born,
it
right?
It is the year I was born, yes.
So, you know, there you go, lucky number, so right? There it is.
43 years.
You know, so they've been here quite a while, they know exactly what they're doing. Contrary to belief, people think you might call some places and you get a machine and press here and do this. No, you call the number and someone live will answer. If you call my number, I will definitely answer you. Of course, given that you call while we're there. If you call Saturday and Sunday, I am not there. So, you know, give me a break. But yeah, we just form corporations. We make it simple for people that want to make their dreams of being a small owner of a company or a large owner of a company. Everything goes well as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, absolutely. That's what we do.
So talk to us a little bit about, you know, some of the businesses that you guys, make a business, you know.
Believe it or not, we've been getting a lot of investment businesses.
Okay.
I mean, I don't get into the crazy details with the clients and stuff because that's their business, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them would tell me, hey, Rob, I'm just trying to start a business in terms of investing and want to raise capital or something like that.
Okay.
I mean, how they raise capital, that's completely up to them, of course. But it's usually like investing and a lot is either investing or it goes in the other direction in terms of local ownership. More like landscaping or mechanic or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody that's already been doing the craft, mm-hmm. but doesn't have the paperwork.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To go and be like, hey, you know, if you go down the street or somewhere to like another business, like, hey, I do landscaping, been doing it for 10 years, but they ask for that paperwork and you don't have that, that could potentially be leading you to more business. So that's what we're here for.
Well, you know, a lot of people say, you know, the dream is to not have to answer to anybody and work for yourself. So a lot of people nowadays, especially in 2025, you know, they have side hustles, they have, you know, other things beside their regular 9-to-5 job or whatever, you know, where they go into, let's say, you know, a lot of handymen listening. A lot of people do side jobs, odd jobs. Like you said, you know, landscapers. I saw a couple people starting up power washing businesses, you know, people who just cut grass, which goes along with the landscaping. If someone's doing that, you know, right now, what are the benefits of, you know, contacting you guys and becoming like a legit LLC?
Well, yeah. So if you think about it, right, to keep it like very simple, if someone were to be like, hey, you know, I'm cutting grass for the last 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. And you're just doing it out of your backyard just because you know people. But then I come around and I'm like, hey, you know, I want to hire you to do this job for the backyard or whatever the landscaping job may be. But you don't have that document that says you are a legit business.
Yeah.
Even though you might be great, you know, you might be an amazing person that does all these landscaping jobs, but me as the customer might feel a little bit worried or something. You know, you might be like, eh, I don't know. Are you really like doing this good? Show me something that says that you are good. Not necessarily that the certificate would say that, But you know how it is. If you don't have that document, people might just be like, eh, you might just be trying to hustle me or something like that. And it, not in a bad way, but sometimes you do need that document that says, hey, my business is legit. And also it helps you down the line. Someone may say like, hey, it's not just, sorry for the name, I just randomly picked Pablo, I don't know why. But someone will be like, hey, Pablo down the street owns a business. And when you go over there, it's just him out of his yard, but has the document that says, hey, you know, we've been working here for 5 years or 4 years, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. We have our certificate. We are legit with Delaware. We do have everything else. And of course, not that I can provide legal advice, but typically there'd be some sort of legal stuff in there with your lawyer or something like that.
Yeah.
That obviously each client will have to divulge individually.
Now, sometimes, I mean, you know, with the benefits of getting the LLC, if something happens on the job, I mean, you know, the person who hired you, they could come after you as a person, you know, if you don't have, you know, your LLC. But if you do, then you're like, oh, wait a minute. You can't sue me, but you can sue the business. Mm-hmm. Is that how that works?
Typically, yes. Not of course, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't say for certain. But traditionally, yes. That's how it goes. So you kind of build that wall between yourself and the customer or the consumer, or whoever it may be.
Right.
So you're putting that, your LLC up front. Think of it as a shield, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, that's the smart way to go.
Yep.
When, no matter what the business is, when would it be time? I mean, is it just, I mean, should someone, when they're just first starting out, when they just have the idea, should they, you know, start?
I think if you're passionate and, so it'd be two things. If you're passionate and you've been doing it for a while, well, the time was yesterday.
Okay.
And if you're just starting out, then just ask.
Okay.
You know, at least start with a question and be like, hey, what else do I need? Where can I go?
Yeah.
Because if you already have the idea to start your business, you're already halfway there anyways.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is just, you know, putting everything together with a plan. But you can't do that if you don't have your certificate. You walk in somewhere and be like, hey, you know, I want to do this. And they tell you, well, show me where your company is. I don't have any documents to show you.
Right.
Well, typically they'll probably say, here's the door.
What's involved in becoming an LLC?
Believe it or not, it's very simple to everybody listening out there. As long as you have the name. The name is the hardest part for some strange reason. And I kind of understand why, because you want a name that people can remember.
Right.
It makes it easier versus all the names out there. So as long as you have your name for the company and you have, of course, who are your members that are going to be on there. If it's just yourself, hey, that's fine too. But if you have other members that are going to be on there, oh, of course, we'll need to know. And then address for contact. Now, the address does not belong, or does not go, I should say, on the certificate itself.
Okay.
That's private information. But per Delaware, we are required to have that address on the file.
Mm-hmm.
So just address, phone number, email, and then, of course, the members, because someone has to be the member, right?
Or right.
You will hope so.
And so what's the cost?
$329.
Okay.
So if you're thinking of, if $329 is holding you back from starting your dreams, then maybe they're not actually your dreams. That's just me personally speaking.
Right.
Yeah. So $329, and then is there an annual?
Yep. So let's say you start your company today in April, or, you know, today 15, or anytime this year, your company, your LLC, will not pay any franchise tax to the state until next year before June 1st. So now when you're paying your franchise tax, just so everybody out there, that the second they heard it, they're probably thinking their company's going to be a franchise. That does not necessarily mean that your company's a franchise. That's just the name Delaware gave it. Don't ask me why. That's just the name they gave it. You'll pay that $300 before June 1st.
Now,
you want to actually pay that just to make sure your company is compliant. Again, it goes back to the beginning of, if someone were to say, hey, let me get a certificate of good standing from your company. So before we do business, that certificate will show that your company is compliant with Delaware. And then, of course, that opens up the doors to business.
Very good.
I'm not going to do business with someone that, if they show me their LLC, and that's just speaking for myself, no advice here, making that clear, but just me speaking, if somebody shows me their certificate of good standing, or they can't get one, that automatically tells me that their company, it's not in good standing with Delaware.
Now, this goes for also, and I mean, I know you can say that people who do like different jobs and side jobs and all that are private contractors, but if you're a private contractor yourself working for someone and not getting a, like, you're not on their payroll, but you're just getting a check or you're just getting cash or whatever, you know, you can go ahead and get an LLC just for yourself, right?
Correct. So you can go get one for yourself, and that can potentially increase your revenue.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then once you get all that done, you get your CO and all that, right? The certificate. And
usually takes about, give or take, 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Of course, business days. So if you were to do it, let's say today on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Potentially, you could have it done by Friday already. Sometimes even quicker. Depends on Delaware, but traditionally, at least, is 3 to 5 business days.
So what are the steps to do that?
To start your company, well, just call me. So if you want to call me, the number is 302-645-7400. Then after that, just be like, hey, Rob, I want to get started. And then let me know the name of the company. I'll make sure it's available. And then we'll go from there and get all the information in. To make it very easy, we'll send everything via DocuSign. So you can just sign right on the phone with me.
You don't even have to come in.
By the time you hang up, you don't even have to come in. By the time you hang up the phone and I receive everything back, probably within minutes, I think it's already out to Delaware.
Wow, nice. Now, again, you guys are in Delaware, but you don't have to be in Delaware. If a lot of people listen to Maryland right now, if people are listening, Virginia, people listen to us on the app, online, and all that. If they want to start their own business, all they really have to do is call you. They don't have to be in Delaware, right?
Correct. Okay. They just call me up and say, hey, Rob, what's going on? Let me start the business. Here's the name, and then we'll go from there. You don't have to be in Delaware. You can be in any state, any country, so long as it's not Russia, Syria, Cuba, or Iran.
Okay.
Then you're good to go.
Very good. Again, you guys have a website if people have any other questions?
Yeah, it'll be DelawareInc.com.
Very good, DelawareInc.com. And what's the phone number?
It'll be 302-645-7400, and that is my number directly, so you can just call me right up.
There we go. Rob, Harvard Business Services, appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's 9:05. It's Bill and Jessica Show. We'll continue on the way.
Power.